This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York's Attorney General is suing the real estate mogul Donald Trump for fraud and violating consumer protection laws. The suit stems from complaints dating back to 2005 over Trump University, a school of sorts to teach people the finer points of the real estate business. Joining us live is Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, David.
So why does the Attorney General think students get their money's worth from Trump University or what's now called the Trump Entrepreneur Institute?
Well, the AG is alleging that students who paid anywhere from $1,500 to $35,000 would work with hand-picked instructors to land real estate deals. Now, according to the AG, once students entered the university, they were encouraged to enroll in additional mentorships that cost tens of thousands of dollars. Here's the kicker, though, David. Students thought they'd meet Trump, but all they got was their photo taken with a life-size picture of the man. Trump's lawyers now say the case is politically motivated, that really the AG is just upset because Trump didn't write a big enough check to the AG when he was running for office.
The sort of story that will be a field day for the New York tabloids. But the story might have ties to the wider discussion going on now about how the federal government is cracking down on accreditation in higher education.
Yeah, you're right. It does. You know, whether it's a for-profit or a not-for-profit school, there's a lot of concern right now that schools are luring these students in, getting their tuition, and then delivering a less-than-stellar product. Last week, the Obama administration issued a proposal that would rate schools on some measures like graduation rate, debt, and earnings of graduates. Now, if you believe what the New York Attorney General is saying about Trump school, it's pretty easy to guess where the Trump Entrepreneur Institute would fall.
All right. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, David.